Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Dave Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. 7 after the hour, another weekend engagement here. Dr. Ken Kronos is here on this hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through a lot of the research that Ken has done with an explanation from the various journals of medicine as to how these things would affect the average person for whom the exercise of research is done so that we can all be better off. Right? Hopefully that's the idea anyway. Along the way, a couple of bucks are made by a few groups and a few companies, but Ken is here to help you understand your body better. Every week, we take an exhaustive look at some of the things that are happening to almost all of us at one point in time or another in our lives. Ken practices medicine at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida, and any time during the week. As you listen to this program, maybe on the weekend, make note of this number, 352-735-1400. That's the number to call to get an appointment to see Ken, either at the clinic or on a Zoom call. However, if you've got something going on in your body and you're not satisfied with the info that you've been getting, help yourself. This is a person who cares and who understands. I give often this is sort of phraseology that fits for Ken. He's good at advice, and his advice is good. All right, so 352-735-1400. He's a cardiologist, so let's start with a couple of items that are from right from your corner of the world, Ken. The study that finds a link between niacin and heart disease. And I have a clarification to ask about once you go through the info that's been published.
Well, this is an example about how Doug taking supplements can do you in. This is a publication in Nature Medicine that came out this week, and I think is going to surprise a number of us because you go back in the 1990s, doctors were prescribing niacin to prevent heart attacks, to lower cholesterol. And if you recall, I mentioned about a decade ago to stop niacin. It looked from some early studies that it was actually leading to plaque, not preventing plaque. But this week in Nature Medicine, we learned that excessive amounts, Doug, of the common B vitamin, niacin B3, for those who are in the details, it can lead to increased risk for cardiovascular disease. Doug, scientists from the Cleveland Clinic, they've identified a strong link between what's called 4-PY, Peter Yellow, 4-PY. This is a new link. It's a breakdown product from excess niacin and heart disease. This pathway appears to be a previously unrecognized yet significant contributor to the development of cardiovascular disease. So too much niacin can lead to inflammation of blood vessels, which is strongly linked to heart disease. Supplements containing niacin should probably not be consumed without prior consultation with a doctor, and instead be substituted with diets rich in fruits and vegetables. There are some people, and they're rare, fortunately, who do have a deficiency in niacin and it leads to issues, but this has to be very carefully supplemented by measuring levels, and you should not do this on your own. I can't afford to lose a single listener. You need to do this with a physician who knows what they're doing.
All right, so I'm going to throw a wrinkle into this, not disagreeing with your premise, but clarifying
it. Why am I surprised?
I know you're not surprised. So there's a difference between real food, as you've suggested, you're going to eat the right food that has niacin in it, and supplements that are made from real food versus the synthetic crap that you find in most of these health food, the so-called health food stores, where most every supplement is synthetic. It's not real, not made from food, therefore it is suspect. So I'm just adding this, the thing that people ought to ask and know about is where the whatever it is, whether it's niacin or vitamin C or any number of supplements. Ken's right. He directs this at me because he knows I take about 30 different supplements a day. But every single one of them is derived from food-based processes. I wouldn't take a synthetic niacin pill if it was the last thing on earth, unless somebody said, this specific pill will be good for you. And frankly, nobody's going to say that in their right mind if they understand the difference between synthetic
vitamins. The foods that you're eating to consume niacin are actually all enriched with niacin, because decades ago it was decided to enrich foods with niacin. And that is the interesting ponder at the Cleveland Clinic this week, is whether that needs to stop. And the authors of this article brought that up, and they don't know, and they just want to do more research. And they haven't really teased it out, you know, is it this kind of niacin, that kind of niacin? And I think you're a bit of a guinea pig if you're doing this yourself, not in a research study, trying to assume whether this niacin may be okay, that one may not be. And this is just a general warning. And I think with the research at the Cleveland Clinic, they're going to answer these questions, and you may answer them at your own peril if you do this outside of the study.
Yeah, if somebody says to you, you need more niacin, and how they prove that, I guess, is to look at a blood test or something
levels
going on in your body.
Yes,
The other side of it is that in accord with what you're saying, there are a lot of people who just load up on vitamins and minerals and supplements because they may follow some ad. They look at something. There are a lot of ads on television for drugs and for supplements. And many of them are mistaken. Many of them are erroneous. Many of them are just plain
people take it in high doses to lower cholesterol.
Yeah. Well, but there are other things that you would suggest that people do. There are other things that, whether it's you or Jack, who has a different point of view on this than you do, Jack Stockwell, but still, is there a need for niacin if you have a regular diet? And the only way you're going to find that out, as we are suggesting here, is to have a blood test, to have your annual physical and the blood test, right?
Well, you'll see in general screening, you'll see issues. What the Cleveland Clinic is trying to stress here is that we should not add excessive levels of niacin, and that is being done. You know, if you take a multivitamin, I think you're okay, but they're just warning about the risks of supplementation, and here niacin's a big example, and this is out of the Cleveland Clinic.
I just think that the next thing is to understand what, and I'm not saying this about niacin, I'm just talking about in general vitamins that are supposedly good for you that are synthetically created, not good for you. Often they're made in the same plants that make just regular drugs, and so it isn't what you're looking for in terms of supplementation. As Ken would tell you, it's best to get it in the food. Eat good food. But the food around now, for the most part, is such crap, you can't trust a lot of it. And that's a big problem. That's why we talk about this a lot, not only here, but on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week on a lot of these same stations, highlights the kind of food that we're being served and the kind of food that's being grown. You know, the old business about wheat and wheat allergies. This week is National Wheat Week. And what people are not understanding about wheat is that it isn't really the wheat so much as what the farmers are spraying on the wheat that causes the problem. Allergies and all kinds of other stuff. So, anyway, eating is, if you can find, you need to go out of your way to find the right food so that you're supplementing
Well, you don't need supplements, but as Ken said, good vitamin, a good combo vitamin is a good place to start. Speaking of things that are good for you, there is those of you who like steaks and hamburgers but like good food, you'll be interested to know that Omaha Steaks is having their semi-annual sale right now. You get 50% off everything that's on the site. Everything you go to, when you go to the website, get the catalog at omahasteaks.com, you can shop for all the things, the delicious flavors, the great meals, the great foods that are there. Stock up for the summertime. Isn't it great we're talking about summer right now? Go to omahasteaks.com, and then you do /Doug, D-O-U-G, and get them while you can. This opportunity lasts till the first week of April, so get on it. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug for 50% off everything at Omaha Steaks. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, there's another heart-related story here that I think is important. This has to do with exercise and what happens if you do one thing and then when you're done doing one thing, you do something else that sort of counters what you did in the first place, right?
Well, there's a lot of stories out this week about exercise in the medical journals. It's really amazing how many there are. And I imagine that you're referring to the one from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week.
Yes.
About sugary drinks. Is that the one, Doug?
Yes, it is.
And what it is that we know how good exercise is for all of us. But what this study shows is that you can't, on the one hand, drink these sugary drinks, and then on the other hand, think you're going to offset it by exercising.
Right.
That just doesn't work, and that's what was proven by this publication this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The sugar drinks, they should be treats, and an excessive diet is not good of them. Also, the artificially sweetened ones, excessive diets, can make you gain weight in other ways and are not so good for you either. And we could spend the whole show discussing it. Make them treats.
Limit your access to them. I guess that's it. More on exercise coming up here with Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. He's got a license. I don't. We continue on Good Day Health.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's good day health for the, well, they're in the middle of February. It's cold and people are not going outside to exercise. They go to the gym perhaps. A lot of, as Ken suggested a few minutes ago, a lot of focus on exercise this week in the various medical journals. Here's a review of a number of studies about exercise and what it does, or maybe what it doesn't do, Ken.
Yeah, this is a report in the British Medical Journal this week, Doug. Big picture, talking about depression. We're talking about major depression. There's essentially three ways to deal with it: drugs, talk therapy, and you must add exercise. And this was a review of studies of the most effective depression therapies, and it confirmed, Doug, the effectiveness of exercise of almost any kind. Walk or without, with or without counseling and medication, but the more vigorous the activity, the greater the benefits they found in this big review. This review, Doug, identifies major reductions in depression for dance and moderate reductions for walking, jogging, yoga, strength training, mixed aerobic exercises, and tai chi. What do you think is the best exercise depression busting workout, Doug?
Calisthenics.
Dance.
Dancing is. I can see that. Especially if you're dancing with somebody you like.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I could have danced all night. Could have danced all night. All right. So there's another exercise.
Didn't say
focus.
Singing, but dancing.
No. Singing is good for you, too.
It is.
Good for your head.
It is.
All right. So here's a reason to exercise that has to do with our old friend COVID-19.
More good news about exercising. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, open this week, Doug. Folks who get regular exercise, they're less likely to become infected with COVID-19 or develop a severe case requiring a hospital stay. Compared to couch potatoes, adults who adhere to American physical activity guidelines, they have 10% lower odds of COVID-19 infections and 27% lower odds of hospitalization. So it's a good time to review the guidelines for adults in America for exercising. And each week, moderate exercise should be between 150 to 300 minutes. That's moderate intensity exercise. And or 75 to 150 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise each week. And, you know, the usual disclaimer, if you haven't been in an exercise program, please talk to the doctor first. But exercise, you know what? It's become a cliche about me, but it's my favorite drug.
I think exercising has to be part of your life. And that is sometimes, for some people, pointed to the gym or pointed to doing things in a way that is scheduled every day. However, in my life, I don't have a lot of time for regularly scheduled exercise, so I'm conscious of it. For example, I'm right now draped with one of those exercise, one of those rubber, I forget what they call them, the things that you push and pull on for the muscles in your arm and your neck and your leg. So as I'm walking around or running around from one task to another, while I'm in the house, in the office, or in the studio, I'm using this as I walk. And I jump up the stairs and things. So I think you have to do what's best for you, but to ignore movement in your body, you're killing yourself, literally and figuratively. You
got to
move.
You enjoy, exactly. Do what you enjoy. And you took the words out of my mouth. The word out of my mouth, Doug. Move.
Move. Keep moving. All right. Evaluation for 10 common illnesses. When we come back with Dr. Ken in a few moments here on Good Day Health.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Get all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. 34 after the hour now, second half hour of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronaus. I'm Doug Steffen. I promised we'd talk about these 10 common illnesses and how you can evaluate whether you're at risk for these. Looks like something, is this AI related, Ken? Or could it
be? No, well, AI may get in there and assist with it, but this really comes out of all the effort in the last decade of studying the human genome, some valuable clinical, practical benefits. This comes out of publication this week, Nature Medicine. And this is what the future of medicine. They're reporting there's going to be accurate genetic tests for 10 common diseases. They're nearly ready for everyday use in doctors' offices. These gene scans for 10 common illnesses have been honed to the point that they're now being road tested, Doug, in clinical research. The tests evaluate a person's specific genetic risk for conditions like, are you ready? Atrial fibrillation, breast cancer, kidney disease, heart disease, high cholesterol, prostate cancer, asthma, type 1 and type 2 diabetes and obesity. So this is really going to change. This is going to give a crystal ball to us doctors, and it's going to change the pathway of how we approach these problems. This kind of information, of course, can be used in preventive medicine to help people take actions that lower their risk of getting these diseases. So this is really hopeful. It's an exciting time to be a preventive doctor.
All right. So I'm going to be a little cynical, not a lot, but in terms of the tests themselves and how they are evaluated, is this subjective or objective in terms of evaluation?
Well, when you mean objective, you mean there's no personal opinion, that they're measuring something and there's a referee, an umpire, and these are objective tests. This is the real thing, and this is actually what we've learned by studying the human genome, and we're looking for actual genes that are linked to these very common illnesses and will change the way we practice medicine.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a need for that, it seems to me, looking around all the problems people are having getting health care. There's a need for a better approach, for sure.
Well, that's right, other problem. That's a financial problem.
Yep. Well, listen, it's all the money. You know, I've told you the story about the fellow who was my primary care physician, who at the end of last year said he was going to concierge medicine, and he wanted to charge $2,500 for specialized treatments. And I thought about it, and because the last visit I'd had with him several weeks before that, he was telling me, because we'd been friends, I've been going to him longer than I've been going to you. And he told me he wished he could quit and go on the road because he likes playing in his band. So I thought to myself, why do I want to go to a doctor who doesn't really want to be a doctor anymore? I didn't work for me. So I've tried a couple, and I think I've related this to you because of the neurosurgeon that I found that is helping me understand what's going on in my head, and finding that a lot of the things that I think are there aren't there. But he, at Tufts, he's in charge of the neurology department, and he said, you know, he wanted to know about my principal physician, primary care person, and I told him I wasn't really happy with any of the options that I had at the moment. And he said, good, I'm going to square you up with my primary care physician at Tufts, and you can go see him and see what you think. So that's what I'm going to do. The people who I just, you know, you want to be associated with people. That's why I love you, in part. That's why we became friends, because I trust you. And you got to have that trust with your doctor. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and your money. If you don't trust, what the heck would you go to a doctor for and not listen to him, A, or B, not trust him or her? It's ludicrous. So anyway, that was I tell you that story because maybe some of you are questioning the options that you have. You don't like them, and you think you're sort of locked into it because you're on some particular program that only offers access to certain doctors in certain circumstances. And I think you need to look around, frankly. But the state of medicine, as you know, Ken, we talk about it often here, not great in America. And it takes guys like you to have us understand that there still are people in medicine who care more about, obviously you have to make a living, you got to pay for your clinic, but you care more about the patients than you do anything else. That's why you stay in your office until 10 o'clock at night, you know, because you're working for the patients and not working for a check. And that's a very important thing, I think. And maybe I'm being unrealistic, but I'm more interested in somebody who cares about what's going on with me than I am how much he or she is getting paid. We all have bills to pay, no question about that. And it's beating heart, and Ken and I talk about this all the time. It's getting harder and harder because they keep cutting what, you know, you're being paid by Medicare and some of the other insurance things. You know, every year we pay more, and guys like Ken get less. So how does that add up?
30% in 20 years.
Yeah. So how does that add up? How does that make sense? What are they doing with the money? Where's the money going?
It's a good question.
Right?
Because the hospitals and the nursing homes all get inflation increases. And I don't want to come here and complain. I mean, we do this.
But that's
part of what people are experiencing is that as you try, good care is expensive, and the comfortable care is expensive, and the reimbursements are down 30% in 20 years. And they were cut again in the inflationary times that are going on right now. So it's getting challenging. And unfortunately, a lot of doctors are selling out to companies because they can't pay the bills anymore. And corporate medicine is not something that people like. So especially, I mean, some might, but you've had a horrible experience with corporate medicine.
I sure have. In the Framingham Union Hospital, where...
And that's what a lot of doctors have done to deal with these financial issues that are just have become unsolvable because the reimbursements go down 30% in 20 years and inflation is going up. How much?
Well, why isn't somebody doing so? Why aren't you talking to your legislators, the people who make the laws and make the rules? They shouldn't be allowing this whole review process going on now to have the government curtail what is allowed in terms of people making decisions that aren't elected. All of these rules and regulations by these various departments that should have no standing without them being legally rubber stamped, that's a big problem, frankly. I think one of the biggest problems that we have. And you're right. I mean, the medicine that we're being subjected to, it's increasing costs. And I mean, look at what these drugs cost. These damn drug companies charge more. America is the most expensive place in the world, to buy drugs. And they're all pretty much made here by American companies. Yet we pay more than maybe is it socialized medicine? I don't know what the answer is, but I know we sure get is a Jewish expression called being yensed. And that means you're getting screwed by the powers that be. And that's because we let them get away with it. Much as anything else. All right, I'm off. I got to get off of my horse here and pause for a moment and talk about you and your weight. And what's going on right now at Calitrin, they have a President's Week, actually the rest of the month. They have special deals on all of their special products, Calitrin, and the related supplements that they have. I don't know if I should call them supplements after what Ken just said. They're really not supplemental. They're an all-natural concoction of things that will help you lose weight, keep focused on losing the weight, and keep it off. That's it. After you lose it, you want to keep it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in. All natural weight loss formula, fabulous. And it also not only gets you healthy, but it keeps you moving. We were talking about moving. Keeps your joints, the ingredients in Calitrin, keep your joints working well. So as you lose the weight, you realize how much better you're going to feel. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you're checking out, after you've checked it out, use the discount code Doug for the best deals and for free shipping. That's Calitrin at toploss.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DOUG. That's 30DOUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, and the focus, I went off on a little bit of a toot there, but I feel strongly I've done two toots this week, one of them on synthetic vitamins and the other on the state of our support system.
We should maybe say something good about corporate medicine, because they probably saved the hospital in your area. So, you know, if it wasn't for these people taking on these financially unsalvable institutions, we would probably have inadequate, no health care in America. So this is, they've come to fill the gaps, because there really is a financial struggle going on in health care. And anyone who enters the system, who's been in the system for decades, knows that it's just not as user-friendly as it has been in the past. And this is because of trying to save funds has really squeezed a lot of the creature comforts out of taking care of people, and it's caused many people in medicine to have to give up their practice to these larger organizations, which have come in as saviors to make sure there is any health care.
Well, most of the ones, the most hospitals in my area that run the best are nonprofits. For whatever the reason, the profit motive doesn't work in hospitals, as we're suggesting. So I look at the big, like regional clinics, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Hospital, the Mayo Institute. You look at Mass General, even the little hospital that I like around me, Emerson Hospital over in Concord, all nonprofit. That seems to be the only way they can work. The for-profit system in medicine doesn't work because I don't know
what that means by non-profit. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't really know what it means. They still have to pay the bills, and if they run it,
yeah, they pay the bills. Right.
I mean, they'll close
they have
down
support,
like,
though.
They'll close
no, but they
down
have support.
Like a corporate.
They have support from all kinds, like watching public broadcasting. They're supported by all of these various funds that are interested in promoting good medicine, like some are interested in promoting good TV or good whatever. That's where the difference is. And you know, you have these companies. Tenet happens to be the one that runs a local hospital here, and they're atrocious. They have a horrible reputation. They're doing a horrible job with the, and maybe the reality is they can't do it, as you're suggesting, with what the formula is today. But something certainly is radically wrong, and we got to do something about it. All right, here's a study on grandparenting and how good grandparenting may help mom.
Yeah, so let's go to a nice, happy subject.
Right,
and,
yes.
you know, growing up, when I with a young child, sometimes I thought I was number three. Because grandparents are very, very important. And we learn in this study that support, when grandparents can lend a hand with little ones, moms are less likely to battle depression, and in turn, they're less likely to take antidepressants, published this week in Population Studies.
Sounds good. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The Good Day program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can check out what he's doing at Lake Cardiology. Easy. If you want to be a patient of his, you don't have to go to the clinic. You can just call the office, 352-735-1400, and he will cover any number of questions that you may have, like we have questions here that are important to get answered. I guess this question actually comes from my son. My son, he's in his mid-40s, is having real problems with rheumatoid arthritis. And he's on some drug, and I can't tell you that I know what it is, but after you explain this, what the drug may be that is the most helpful, I'm going to ask him. So his question is the rest of his life, I guess, going to be tied up with having to be treated for this affliction?
So this is some real hope, Doug. This is published this week in the medical journal Lancet, which is really one of the outstanding medical journals, and It's a breakthrough about a drug that's been out there, but a really effective use for it. It's Orencia, or abatacept. It's easier to say Orencia, and it actually eases symptoms and prevents joint damage in rheumatoid arthritis patients by dampening the immune system. So this is a drug that actually can be used very early on when you suspect rheumatoid arthritis to prevent it from actually blossoming. And this gives real hope. It's the first time we've ever had a drug like this for rheumatoid arthritis. Remember, rheumatoid arthritis is the type of arthritis, it affects the joints where the body's immune system attacks the joints, thinking that the joints are foreign bodies, and really destroys from head to toe the joints. It often begins in one set of joints and then moves to the rest of the body, and the wonderful breakthrough here is that this drug Orencia can be used early on, initially, when there's any evidence of rheumatoid arthritis, and it prevents the widespread damage to the rest of the body.
All right, so that's some good news. Pass that along to my son. All right, questions for Dr. Ken come to me to ask Ken in any number of ways. You can dial up 855-999-3684 is the proper number to call. Those of you listening around the country, you got a question you want Ken to address, we'll either take the recording that you leave with us, or I'll just take the interpretation and ask the question. 855-999-3684. Anytime, day or night, anytime you get a question for Dr. Ken, call and leave the message and we'll get it across. Somebody's interested in my talking about Omaha steaks and the various things that are in the Omaha catalog, and see that there's some research this week on what happens if you cut meat out. This is rather interesting. I'm wondering why the heck the cutting out of meat helps this problem.
This is a report, Doug, in the ERJ Open Research about cutting out meat might actually help prevent snoring. So a healthy, largely vegetarian diet can reduce a person's risk of sleep apnea. Those who ate that way had lower risk than those who ate more meat. Unhealthy plant-based foods high in sugar, carbs, and salt also increase the risk of snoring and developing sleep apnea, probably just from the weight gain and maybe from some other hidden reasons.
Here's another question. I guess when I looked at this, I'm looking at my notes, and I wrote after this approval of a drug that treats severe food allergies. Here we go. Drugs, 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 and more drugs. How about if you have an allergy to something, you just don't eat it or drink it? Hello, duh.
Well, anyway, Doug, come on. These are things in the microscopically in the air. You can't even stay away from them. We're talking about milk, eggs, walnuts, and peanuts. It's not a grocery list, but some of the food allergies that could be more easily tolerated with this newly approved drug. It's Xolair. It's been given approval by the FDA just recently to help reduce severe allergic reactions that are brought on by accidental exposure to certain foods. It's considered the first medication, Doug, approved by the FDA that can help protect people against multiple food allergies. It won't allow you to actually take these things, but you ever see somebody who has an anaphylaxis to nuts? This will allow you to survive if you're ever accidentally exposed.
All right, there are the answers to some important questions from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.